I was born bold.
Summer Breakfast. Well, unfortunately, the Melbourne Victory went down 3-1 to the Brisbane Roar last week. But in something of a quirk, Nick Del Sando, they get an immediate chance to atone because they've got him again.
Revenge.
This weekend. Well, I reckon that's how this man's looking at it. I reckon he'd be relishing this little quirk and a chance to atone for the season opener. He is the veteran Melbourne Victory midfielder, a dual Kevin Muscat medal winner as well. His name's Lee Broxham. Thanks for joining us, Lee.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're going very well here. How are you going? Not the start that you wanted, obviously, but just let's talk about this weekend. Are we right? You'd be absolutely relishing the chance to atone only a week later, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the fixtures have worked out that way with, you know, with sort of borders closing. So, I mean, it's, like you said, we want to get a bit of, revenge without saying it, I guess. It's, there's a lot of positives from the game and, you know, we let ourselves down a little bit and, it's perfect time to, you look at it and you get a crack at them again, you know, within 7 days. So it's perfect.
What was the assessment coming out of the game, Lee? What went wrong? You said there was a few things that went right or you did a lot of things right. What was the bits that went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at the goals themselves. They were just, individually guys would have been disappointed with them. A few little errors, which easily fixed. But, you know, the first half was positive for us. There was a lot of energy and, you know, we really fed off, you know, having our supporters in the stadium again, which was amazing. And, you know, we created a fair few chances in the first half. It was just trying to maintain that, I think, for the whole game. We haven't, we had a bit of quarantine period before we started and, you know, we haven't played a game building into that, you know, for a month, you know, no fault of our own. So, I think, you know, in a few games' time, hopefully we'll be able to sort of keep that intensity, not only for a half, but for the whole game.
We spoke to your coach last week, Grant Brebner, and that was one of his conversations. It was going to be an extremely difficult start to the year. I'm not saying that other clubs don't have the same issues, but you had players that were quarantined, players that you'd hardly met and definitely hadn't played or practiced enough with. Mm. Is this just part of the teething and maybe getting off to a slower start? And how long do you think it'll take to really form that bond and unite together?
Yeah, I mean, in groups sometimes there's a few bad eggs, but the group's a good group. They're all good people, and we've had time away. We're in Qatar together, the majority of us, and we've had time to bond. It's just I think getting the match fitness, understanding how we want to play and how Brebs wants to play, and I think it'll come together fairly quick. It has to, we're. And it's just unfortunate we haven't had time for our friendly games or practice games. We're not going to have 6, 7, 8 games to get it right. We've got to get it right a lot quicker. And, I think there's a belief in the group. I think no one thought that we wouldn't win that game on the weekend. So everyone was a bit taken back. I think there's a belief that we've got a team that can do well, and that belief's still there.
So how harsh was the assessment from the manager then in that case, Lee? I mean, is it a time not to panic for the reasons that we just mentioned, but there is an urgency about the season at the same time? So is it about striking that balance in the group?
100%. I think you get sort of week 3, 4, 5 and guys aren't doing exactly what the boss wants. I think then, he starts asking questions and maybe trying to find other people to do it in the team, So there's got to be a little bit of leniency because we haven't played our 6, 7, 8 friendly games that we'd normally get to play in the style that the boss wants to play. So I think you have to give a little bit of leniency, but at the same time, it's a results-based business and, supporters, members, aren't really going to be considering anything else than 11 guys against 11 guys on the weekend. So it's, he's got a process and I think it's his job to push when he needs to push and stay calm when he needs to stay calm.
Marco Rojas is a star, isn't he? And he's going to be sorely missed at the weekend. I mean, a hamstring injury, obviously, against the Roar first time out. But I get the silver lining, am I right in saying it's not quite as serious as what it could have been?
Yeah, and I think, with the way the fixtures have worked out now, we don't have a game the week after this one, which will give him time. I think they'll expect him to be back after that. It was exciting on the weekend on one wing and Callum McManaman on the other wing. They're both exciting for us and Gabby's a real X factor. So, we've got some other exciting players to come in too. So hopefully we can fill his shoes in the interim.
One of those exciting players, albeit at the different end of the park, is Ryan Schott. And obviously, he's touched down now, but he's one of the ones that's had to spend his time in quarantine. This match comes too soon for him, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's, you got to be careful with him. He'll be an asset for us, so you can't. He's trained. He's had two sessions under his belt now, and he looks good and he feels good. But he's just, you know, a bit of duty of care with him. You can't throw him straight in. And you know, he's 32 now as well, so you got to get some time in him. I think we've got a friendly game next week that he should play in. And like I said, with that week gap, that should give him, you know, a solid 3 weeks where he can then start getting involved and really contributing to the team.
And Rudy Gested, I guess he was your marquee signing, wasn't he? And I think he took his place on the bench, came on as a sub. Has he done enough to start, do you think, this weekend?
I think he might still just be offered. He's 31, 32, something like that. So they need to be careful with him as well. Like, you really can't underestimate sitting in a hotel room, what it does to your body for 2 weeks. Like, you can only squat and push up and, run to the door and back so much in a room. So getting the pounding on your ligaments and the work through your muscles. Just sitting in a hotel room for 2 weeks takes its toll. So you need to really be careful with the guys and get as much training into him as you can. And, he's really pushing. He's a good professional and, we're really hoping big things from him as well.
What protocols are you guys living by day to day? We've been well aware of what the cricketers are going to have to go through or currently are. We've heard about AFL players, both men and women. What's the rules with you guys at the moment?
It changes so quickly. I mean, to get into Queensland, you know, we're training today and then we have a test straight after and then we've got to sit at home and then straight to the airport, you know, self-isolate straight after that. You know, it just really depends on where we're going, what governments require, Queensland government in this case. So it's, they've asked, at the end of the season last year, you know, it was pretty similar, you know, to training and back. They've been a little bit more lenient, with not being so many cases in Victoria. But it's sort of, there's always just a bit of duty of care and, you know, making sure that you're being careful when you're going out, or if you don't need to, you don't have to. We're wearing masks inside at training and things like that. So it's not quite normal, but it seems to change week to week or day to day, depending on where we're going or what we have to do.
Now, Lee, don't go calling Ryan and Rudy sort of too old. That's your vintage as well, mate. You're 32 years of age now. I know you've made more than 300 appearances for the club, but in all seriousness, how are you going physically? How's the never-ending pre-season suited you?
Well, I don't know. It's they're bloody hard. So I think it's I feel okay. I feel good. The tournament in Qatar, we're playing games every 3 days, and I almost survived. Picked up an injury at the end, but I felt good towards the end of that. Before that happened, I still feel good now. So it's I've been lucky. I haven't had to sit in a hotel room for 2 weeks. I think that would that could finish me off. But I feel good right now, and it's it's not. It's not perfect. It gets harder, like I'm sure you know. So it's, I feel good right now, and I'm excited. You know, fans in the stadium, and excited to play again. And I've got a real hunger to get success this year.
I actually thought he was hedging towards a day off himself. If he's going to name everybody else who's needed to be managed at the age of 31 and 32, I mean, do you get a day off as well?
I try not to pull too many strings, and I'll be in the club forever. But yeah. Still try and do it properly.
Good on you, Lee. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. Hopefully you're feeling just as good by the final whistle Sunday night. Kick off against the Roar up there at Dolphin Stadium. Great atmosphere in week one as well. 6:05 PM. We can't wait for it. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lee Broxham there, Melbourne Victory veteran, a Melbourne Victory fan. Stand as one with the club right now by becoming a member today. You can gain priority access to tickets this season by joining or renewing as a member. Just head to gomvfc.com.au. Plenty more coming up on Breakfast shortly. And next, though, it's Nick Del Santo's New Year's resolutions.